Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going deep on all the latest AI developments from November 7, 2024.
Wow, that's quite a bit to cover.
Yeah, I mean, we've got news articles, big announcements, we've got leak AI assistants, multi-million-dollar domain name grabs, and even a robot with hands, like, so nimble, it's almost scary.
Okay, well, it sounds like the AI world is, it's booming right now and it's not slowing down. And, all these huge leaps are really exciting, but they also make you wonder, how is all this going to change the world?
Yeah, definitely something to think about. Let's jump right in. Okay, so the story that really stood out to me was the leak of Google's Jarvis AI. Imagine an AI assistant that can automate, like, all those tedious tasks we do online, like booking flights, finding information, even buying things.
Yeah, that so-called accidental leak of that Jarvis Chrome extension was really interesting. Gave us a peek into what Google's cooking up, you know? And it's powered by Gemini AI. I mean, sure, early users had some permission issues, but the December release, that could be huge. Huge is an understatement, I think. It seems like every tech giant out there is racing to build the best AI assistant. Anthropic, Apple, Microsoft, they're all in on it. It's like a digital arms race almost.
Yeah.
Who can make the most powerful AI that's also easy to use?
Definitely a race. And speaking of power moves, we can't forget about OpenAI's purchase of the domain name chat.com.
Oh, yeah, that was big news. Didn't they shell out something like $15 million for that?
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be even more. It's a bold statement, that's for sure. Think about it. Chat.com, simple, memorable, instantly makes them the place to go for, well, chatting with AI. It could be them moving away from that GPT branding,
yeah.
You know, making it more friendly, less technical. It's almost like they're saying, forget those acronyms, we are the future of conversation.
Makes sense, yeah. And they recently got a ton of funding, what was it, $6.6 billion? So yeah, they're definitely in it for the long haul, but it's more than just who has the best AI assistant, right?
Yeah.
There's also the whole politics side of it. Governments and regulations, that's going to shape the future of AI too.
Well, absolutely. We've got to look at how politics are changing, especially with the, possibility of a second Trump presidency. You know, his policies, those could shake up the whole tech industry.
For sure. And the articles were laying out some pretty big potential changes, like maybe getting rid of Biden's AI safety rules, cutting back on those semiconductor subsidies, and even pushing for tariffs that could mess with the whole U.S.-China tech balance.
And then there's also, you know, talk about maybe loosening up those antitrust laws. That could mean way more mergers and acquisitions in the tech world, like a total reshuffling of who's on top.
It really shows how politics can pick winners and losers in tech, huh? Some companies, like, say, Tesla and SpaceX with Elon Musk, they might do really well with these changes. But others, like OpenAI and Meta, they might be in for a rough ride.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And here's a curveball for you. TikTok. The app that Trump tried to ban the first time around, well, now he might actually see it in a more favorable light, almost like he sees it as a way to counter Meta's influence. What a change.
Talk about a plot twist. It's wild how politics can shift things around. But, you know, with all this focus on powerful AI assistants and politics, it's easy to forget that AI is also changing the physical world through robotics. And one company that's making some serious moves there is NVIDIA.
Oh, yeah. Their announcements at that 2024 conference on robot learning, those were huge. NVIDIA's not just, you know, dipping their toes in. They're going all in. They've got this whole new set of AI and simulation tools. They're even working with Hugging Face, that open source AI platform.
I know, right? And their Cosmos Tokenizer, have you heard of this? It processes visual data for robots like 12 times faster than anything out there. But even beyond the specific tools, it's their ambition that really struck me.
Yeah, exactly. They're not just building robots. They want to be the foundation for the entire robotics industry.
Yeah.
It's like, think of them as the Microsoft of the robot world, providing the operating system, the core building blocks for a whole new generation of intelligent machines.
I like that analogy. So NVIDIA is building the brains, the software, giving others the tools they need to build incredible robots without starting from scratch. That's got to be a game changer, right? Think of the advancements we could see across, like, every field.
Totally. Manufacturing, healthcare, exploration, even just our everyday lives.
Yeah.
And speaking of robots that could be a part of our daily routines, we got to talk about XPeng's robot, Iron.
Yeah, yeah. The one that's, what, 5'10" tall? And wait for it, human-like hands. That's some next-level stuff, straight out of science fiction.
Pretty impressive. Those hands are meant to let Iron do really detailed work, you know, stuff that usually needs human dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like blurring the lines between what we expect from robots and what they might actually be able to do soon.
It makes you wonder, are we about to see, like, really capable, helpful robots just walking around with us. It's always been this thing in movies, but it seems like it's actually getting close.
It's a question that gets you excited and a little nervous all at the same time, right? Robotics is moving so fast, and AI is driving it. Maybe that future is closer than we think.
Makes you think. But while we're pondering that, why don't we take a quick look at some other AI headlines from today? We've got a whole what else is happening section to get through, and well, AI's everywhere these days.
Let's do it. This AI world never sleeps.
All right, so first up, Microsoft is going all in on AI integration, unsurprisingly. They're putting AI-powered Office features into those Microsoft 365 subscriptions, and even Notepad. You know, good old Notepad is getting an AI upgrade with smart text editing, ubiquitous AI.
It's a clear sign that AI is becoming like built into all our digital tools, even the simplest things we use every day.
It is. And then we have Saudi Arabia making a splash. They're launching Project Transcendence, a whopping $100 billion initiative to become a global AI leader. That's serious money. A real sign that AI dominance is, well, it's geopolitically important now.
It highlights how AI isn't just about tech anymore. It's about economic power, strategic power, on a global scale. Countries are realizing that being good at AI will shape the future. Not just the tech, but also the politics, even the military.
High stakes indeed. And while some are playing on that global stage, others are fighting it out in the trenches. Remember Perplexity, that AI search engine we talked about before? They're looking to raise $500 million, despite some legal issues with publishers over content.
Talk about investor confidence, right?
Yeah.
Even with the legal stuff, this whole AI and content ownership debate, especially with generative AI, is just getting started. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Absolutely. Then there's KLAN, the AI video platform from China. They're launching a custom models feature. So users can make personalized video characters that look and sound just like them.
Wow.
Imagine a digital you trained from a few video clocks.
Crazy, right? So many possibilities for content, but it also brings up those questions about, like, authenticity and deepfakes. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword for sure. And speaking of potential downsides, Microsoft has filed a patent for a system to fight those AI hallucinations. You know, where the AI confidently gives you wrong info as fact. It's like trying to teach AI to fact-check itself.
I mean, we've all seen those, so that sounds like a good thing. Much needed, maybe. But it just shows how fast this whole AI interaction landscape is changing. The lines between what's real and what's simulated, those are getting blurrier every day.
Yeah, it's a fascinating and maybe a little busying time to be watching all this happen.
Dizzying might be putting it lightly. I mean, we've covered so much ground: AI assistants, political shakeups, robot hands, and who knows what else. My head's spinning. It's a lot to take in.
I hear you. It's a lot to process for sure. But before we get totally swept away by all this innovation, maybe we should step back for a second, take a look at the bigger picture.
Good idea, yeah. With everything moving at warp speed, where are we even headed? What kind of world are we building with all this powerful tech?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's one we'll explore further in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, let's do it. This AI journey is just getting started.
I mean, with AI getting so intertwined with, well, everything, the apps we use, the systems that run things, you know, the big question is, what's the world going to look like in 5 years? 10 years?
Man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
It feels like we're on the edge of like this uncharted territory, and the map's being drawn as we go. It's exciting, but also honestly a little scary.
Yeah, daunting for sure. But that's why it's so important to stay informed, right?
Yeah.
Keep these conversations going. Really think about what all these advancements mean.
Okay, so like what are some scenarios that come to mind? What kind of future could we be heading towards if AI keeps evolving at this pace?
Well, just imagine a world where AI assistants are so integrated into our lives that you barely even notice them. Like they just know what you need before you even do.
Okay, like a super-powered personal assistant that knows you better than you know yourself. I mean, that sounds super convenient. But part of me wonders, would we become too reliant on them?
It's always a trade-off, right? Convenience for, well, something else, maybe our privacy, our autonomy. Even like our sense of individuality. If we're always letting AI make decisions, what happens to our own critical thinking?
Yeah, like we're outsourcing our brains to algorithms.
And speaking of outsourcing, there's always that big question about jobs. Are we really heading towards robots taking over everything?
It's a valid concern, definitely. As AI gets smarter, some jobs, yeah, they'll probably be automated. But we got to remember, new tech, it always creates new opportunities too. It's about adapting, focusing on those skills that work with AI, not against it.
Okay, so not the robot uprising then. More like, how can we work with these intelligent machines, finding that synergy?
Exactly. We got to find ways to use AI's power while still keeping what makes us human, creativity, empathy, you know, our ability to come up with new solutions to tough problems. I like that. And what about the global side of things?
Yeah.
We mentioned Saudi Arabia's AI investment, but what about the whole power dynamic between, say, the U.S. and China? How does AI play into that?
AI is becoming a key part of that competition. Economically, strategically, you name it. Whoever leads in AI, they get to shape the future. Not just tech, but politics, even the military, potentially.
It's not about cool gadgets anymore. It's about who has the most powerful tech. Sounds like something out of a movie, almost.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
And that's why we got to talk about this stuff now. Understand what's at stake. Push for responsible AI development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to make sure AI is used to benefit everyone, not just a select few.
Big task, for sure, but necessary. The choices we make now as individuals, as a society, those are going to have a huge impact on how this whole AI future plays out.
No doubt about it. And that brings up another big thing, ethics. AI systems are getting more and more autonomous. They're making decisions that affect our lives. So we need clear ethical guidelines.
Yeah, like who's responsible when an AI messes up? How do we stop bias from getting into those algorithms? Tough questions, but we can't just ignore them.
Exactly. It's like we're writing the rule book for a whole new world. And there's no guidebook. It's exciting and, yeah, maybe a little terrifying too.
Totally. Uncharted waters, right? We're in this powerful ship, powered by AI, but we're still figuring out how to steer.
Great analogy. We got to approach this whole tech revolution with enthusiasm, but also caution. Recognize the amazing potential, but also the potential risks.
It's that balance, right? Progress and responsibility. How do we make sure AI is a force for good?
It's complex. We need to talk openly and honestly about the good and the bad. We need everyone at the table, tech people, policymakers, ethicists, everyday people, make sure AI development aligns with what we value, what we want as a society.
It sounds like we need a global conversation about this, not just something decided by a small group.
Couldn't agree more. The choices we make about AI now will have huge consequences down the line. We have to be thoughtful and we have to do this together.
And let's not forget, we're just scratching the surface of what AI could do. We haven't even touched on stuff like artificial general intelligence or the singularity. Concepts that sound like sci-fi, but, you know, they might be closer than we think.
Definitely topics for another deep dive. Maybe one where we really go into those speculative futures. But for now, let's bring it back to the present, to all those advancements that are already changing the world.
You're right. We've covered so much AI developments left and right. Honestly, my head's spinning a little bit. It's a lot to digest.
It is. It can feel overwhelming. But we can't let it paralyze us. Can't just bury our heads in the sand and hope it goes away.
So what can we do? How do we, like, as individuals, wrap our heads around all this? How do we stay informed, stay engaged when things are changing so fast?
Great question. That deserves a deep dive all its own. But for now, I think the most important thing is to stay curious, keep asking questions, be willing to learn and adapt as AI keeps evolving.
So we got to be active participants in shaping this AI future, not just passive bystanders.
Exactly. We have the power and the responsibility to make sure AI is used for good, to create a future that's both technologically advanced and, you know, ethically sound.
That's a great point. I think it's time to move on to the final part of our AI deep dive. We've explored the potential, the challenges, the big questions.
Now it's time to think about what we can actually do about it.
Let's get practical. What actions can we take to navigate this AI-powered future with intention and purpose?
Welcome back to the deep dive, everybody. We've been talking about all these amazing AI advancements, the potential downsides, and the huge questions we're facing as AI. Like, becomes more and more a part of our lives. So now let's think about what we can do. It's easy to feel kind of overwhelmed, but what are some actual steps we can take, like as individuals? How do we navigate this AI-powered future?
Yeah, it's true. You can feel kind of powerless with all this tech changing so fast.
Yeah.
But honestly, we all have a part to play in shaping how AI develops. The first thing, and maybe the most important, is staying informed. This field is constantly moving, so, you know, got to keep up with the latest. Okay, that makes sense. But where do you even start? There's so much information out there. It's hard to know what to even focus on.
Oh, I hear you. There's no shortage of AI news and opinions these days. My advice, look for those reliable sources, you know, news outlets that are known for being balanced industry publications, even podcasts like this one that dive deep into these topics.
So finding those voices that cut through all the noise, the hype, and give you a clear picture of what's happening makes sense. But staying informed, that's just the beginning, right? What's next?
Here's where it gets exciting. We got to move beyond just like absorbing info. We need to be part of the conversation, engage with others, share what we're learning.
I like that. Turning knowledge into action. How can we do that effectively?
One way is to start talking about AI with, well, everyone, friends, family, colleagues, even our elected officials. The more we talk, the more awareness there is, and the more we can like collectively influence where AI goes.
So making sure the conversation isn't just happening in Silicon Valley, but in our homes, in our workplaces, everywhere.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're feeling really motivated, maybe support organizations working on responsible AI. There are groups pushing for ethical guidelines, transparency, accountability, donating, volunteering, even just spreading the word about their work. All of that makes a difference.
So it's more than just reading articles and listening to podcasts. It's about supporting those who are trying to build a positive AI future.
It is. And as AI becomes more and more part of our everyday lives, we got to be smart about the AI-powered stuff we use. Be conscious consumers, you could say.
What do you mean by conscious consumers?
Don't just accept these technologies without thinking. Question the assumptions behind them. Understand what they can and can't do. Make good choices about how and when to use them. Like, do we just blindly trust every suggestion from our AI assistant? Or do we think, hold on, where's this coming from? What biases might be there?
That's a good point. It's almost like we need a new set of skills for this digital world, like an AI etiquette or something.
Uh-huh. I love that. AI etiquette. It's about taking charge of how we interact with tech, not letting it shape us passively, but shaping it to fit our values, our goals.
So to sum it up, navigating this AI future comes down to a few things: staying informed, having conversations, supporting responsible development, and being those conscious consumers you talked about.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, if we can do all that, we can help make sure that AI is used for good to build a future that works for everyone.
This deep dive has been, well, eye-opening, to say the least. We've explored so much, the potential of AI, the challenges, the choices we have to make. I'm definitely feeling more informed and honestly inspired to do something.
That's great to hear. And remember, this conversation doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep learning, share what you've learned with others, and make those choices that will shape a positive future for AI.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.